Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Number five, Albert Almora.
Albert Almora Jr.
It's got a chance. Gone. Albert Almora Jr.
Center fielder for your Chicago Cubs.
And he makes the catch. What a play by Albert Almora Jr. Wow.
World Series champion.
Albert Almora scores the go-ahead run, and John, it was his heads-up base running. I'm telling you, if 10 guys were on the base, I don't know if 7 of them would have done what he did.
Talking Cubs all season long.
You're going to have to make the intro a little longer, for like starting at 156, you know what I mean?
Bringing up Almora. Cubs win! Almora knocks in Bryant. Let's send it down to Dion.
Well, after a difficult loss this afternoon, how good does it feel to walk off with this one?
This is great. I think I'm about to throw up.
Albert Almora Jr.
Spectacular work by Almora Jr.
With McNeil and Parkins on 670 The Score.
Normally Tuesdays at 2 o'clock, moved to Thursday because of the day game. Our conversation with Albert Almora brought to you by Sprint. Head to a Sprint location today to get the code to text to win a VIP experience with Albert Almora at Sluggers. Sprint works for me. Joining us now from Cincinnati is Albert Almora Jr. You didn't end up throwing up, did you, Albert?
No. I was close, but I didn't pull the trigger.
All right.
You took some shots.
What's that?
You took some shots from some teammates in that celebration Tuesday evening.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I don't remember much of it, but yeah, it was a fun time.
Yeah, I couldn't tell who got the best one in. It looked like Schwarber was giving it to you, Javi, Contreras. It looked like they were all. It was a competition to see who could punch you the most times.
Yeah, I mean, I do it to them when they're the ones that get the walk off done. I'm the one trying to get the land the hardest punch. So it's fair. It's fair that they return the favor.
Given how you guys lost the opener of that doubleheader Tuesday, and then with Schwarber's home run, the only run to show before you drive in the game winner in the 10th. I'd have to think, Albert, that's as big of a moment as you've had offensively during a regular season game in your career. Is that exaggerating it?
No, obviously it's special. It's obviously special when you walk off and you know you're the one doing it. But at the same time, it was a little bit of redemption for myself. You know, that first game they did the same thing. They walked. I don't know who was hitting in front of me. They walked them and. To face me and it worked. It worked for them at that time. So when they did it the second game, I really wanted to get it done, obviously, but I didn't let the emotions get to me. I kind of took a step back and relaxed and you know let the game come to me.
Yeah, I mean that's kind of a sign of disrespect, right? To intentionally walk the guy in front of you.
Yeah, obviously, I don't think they do it to disrespect me. I do it. They do it for you know for whatever purpose of. To get a double play or I don't know, whatever the case may be, but I definitely took it personal. You know, I didn't like it when they did it the first game and obviously I definitely don't like it when they did it the second game. So, but no, it's the way they want to run the game and, we just came out on top the second time.
So when you like that extra, cause that level of celebration, like when we talk to you and I know it's not between the lines and you're a different player and all of that, but you're just so like calm, cool and collected. Was that an extra level of celebration because it felt like a big win or because of that personal vindication that you're talking about?
Well, honestly, I didn't really think of, I rubbed it in their face the second time. No, I didn't think about that until, you know, I started getting interviewed and, you know, that's when it came into my mind, but I was just excited to win. You know, we fought hard the first short. And it's you know, you're playing a team like that, and you know, it's always fun to win.
Given recent postseason series against the Dodgers, maybe that's the reason from a fan standpoint, like mine, Albert, those games felt big this week. And I'm sure you're gonna say they're just games in June, but do they feel at all big based on how good the Dodgers are potentially?
Yeah, you obviously when they come into town and we play them, and you think of the playoffs because we've seen them at least for myself, the last couple of years. So, I don't know. It's always fun, man. They're a great team. They bring the best out of us. Obviously, they have a really talented squad out there. Pitching staff is unbelievable as well. So, I mean, it's fun. It's a lot of it's I mean, that's the reason why we're the top two teams in the NL, and it's a battle, and I mean, we love that competition.
Albert Almora Jr. with us on the McNeil and Parkins Show on The Score. Was yesterday the best game you guys have played all year?
Defensively, I think so. Obviously, yeah. Their pitcher, I mean, he came out and threw a great game. There's a reason why he's what 6-1 with a 1-something ERA. He was uncomfortable, but we just fight him. We managed a way to get some runs in, and then obviously our defense really stepped up and took care of the rest. But John pitched a great game. Obviously, our bullpen came in at 8-9 and took care of business. But it was definitely a fun game on defense.
What did you think of the Hayward throw to the plate, the 9-2 double play? That was a rope.
I mean, absolutely. It's when Turner hit her, I initially thought, well, it's a little deep, you know, and you have Taylor running at third. He's not a slow guy. So, but as soon as he let it go, there wasn't a doubt in my mind. I knew he was out. So, I mean, I was already cheering behind him. It was such a cool moment. Obviously, you see Wilson bleeding, and it makes that even more cool and unexpected. But it was just an all-around, man, an unbelievable game. Schwarber, you have to give credit to Schwarber, too. Schwarber held the guy at third, the at-bat before, you know. So there's a lot of things that go on.
Yeah, it was a hell of a defensive game. We had a lot of fun watching it. I thought Wilson's celebration of throwing to the ball over the roof was incredible. I wanted to play something for you. This is a short clip of the Dodgers television broadcast that includes Oral Hershiser, so a former big league player, talking about that game yesterday and how you guys play defense.
They're not only good defenders, but they're not afraid to kind of rub it in. They almost have like bat flip mentality as defenders.
That's a great way to put it.
What do you make of that? Is there truth to that with how you guys play defense?
We definitely have a swag, you know, to ourselves, and it's credit to our coaches that let us be us, and you know, we have a lot of fun playing. I mean, when you have a guy like Javi out in the field, that rubs off, man. You really feel loose. You have a lot of fun playing. Javi and I and all the outfielders, we're always talking to each other during the game, and like you know, we're always having a lot of fun. We're always laughing, and it first of all, it makes the game go by really quick, you know. But it keeps us locked in, and because we always talk about like situations with hitters counts or 2-2, whatever it may be, and we're always looking at each other like, all right, are we done? We're gonna go in. It's man, it's so much fun, but. We don't mean any disrespect to any of our opponents, but that's just the way that we are, man. We have a lot of fun playing this game. And at the end of the day, it is a game, man, and we're just grown men playing it.
Can you take us inside more, like the conversation that you guys are having? Because people would think you guys are so far away. Maybe it's just with hand signals, but like, what type of actual communication are you guys doing defensively?
Well, it's like, for example, me and Schwarber, if I remember when Justin Hancock got called up for us, and I had never seen him pitch. And I was in center, and he threw his first slider. I buckled in center field, and I looked at Schwarber, and I started doing hand signals. I was like, man, if and we kind of understand each other, but I told him, I go, if I'm hitting, I'm falling to the ground, you know, and I'm doing these hand signals, and we're cracking up, and we're super pumped for Justin. He's in the big leagues with us, and he's nasty. So, I mean, it's just little things like that.
And you said it helped. And like, you mentioned Javi in terms of like infecting the attitude or the swag defensively. Does Contreras play a big role in that too? Because most guys are not quite that active behind the plate.
It's tough. It's tough for Wilson just because he's the leader, you know, of that staff. You know, he's the one calling plays. So it's tough to, you know, when we really look up to Willis, you know, he back picks, he's always aggressive, and he's throwing the ball at 1,000 miles per hour. Those are the things we kind of see from Willie. But it's tough to joke around and interact with Willie. I'm way back there, and he's all the way in the front. So.
You know what it is, Parksy? It's a bunch of young, good-looking guys who really, when you strip away the veneer, are badasses. That's what a lot of you guys are, Albert Almora.
Oh man, I don't know. I love, even on the road, I like interacting, you know, with the fans in the outfield. They might be heckling me or whatever, and I turn around, and I laugh. I'm like, yeah, you're right, whatever. If I strike out, and they're like, hey man, you suck, you struck out, and I turn around like, yep, I did. It is what it is. It's so much fun. I don't know. It's tough to really put into perspective, man. I'm young. I have a lot of fun playing this game. You know, we're in a winning atmosphere, so there's really nothing to complain about.
We're talking to Albert Almora on The Score. Do you have a heckling story that stands out above all the rest?
One that really stands out to me was in spring training a couple years ago, and this guy we were playing, it was a night game in Seattle, and I was in center field, and the guy kept telling me, obviously it was a lot of R-rated stuff, and he kept heckling me, and really, I don't know, something came within me. I was like, you know what, and we were warming up between innings, and instead of me throwing the ball over to the bullpen catcher, I got the ball and I ran it to the fence because he was right behind the fence. I ran it to the fence and I gave the ball to his daughter. And the guy didn't know what to do. He honestly had no response. And after the game, I was walking towards my car and I heard the guy yelling. And, you know, he called me. He was yelling for me and he was like, dude, man, you just slapped me right in the face without actually hitting me. And he goes, you gained another fan from me. And, I wish you the best in your career. What you did today was super cool. And I was like, man, I'm going to start doing that every time. And I did that once in the playoffs last year versus the Dodgers. They were giving me a bunch of crap. And I was like, you know what? Let me try it again. And I threw a ball to them to see if they were lay off me a little bit, and they threw the ball right back and almost hit me, and I was like, oh, that didn't work. So.
Man, R-rated heckling in front of his little daughter. I mean, it's kind of a miracle you changed that guy's mindset.
Yeah, well, it is what it is, man. I mean, it's probably spring training, a night game. Probably, I think it was a Friday night. I'm sure he wasn't all too sober, but yeah. It was fun.
No question. We're talking to Albert Almora for just another minute or two. How much did you guys make fun of? Did you give him crap for being an old man, Brandon Morrow, hurting himself, taking off his pants?
No, man, that's some serious stuff. I mean, I definitely see that happening. I sometimes get scared when I sneeze. I'm like, yo, make sure your back's all right. You know, it's stuff that happens in this game and in life, man. But I'm 24 and I'm conscious of all that kind of stuff. So no, I'm not making fun of anybody.
Have you ever pulled a muscle or tweaked something doing something that's just part of living your life typically?
Not yet.
Not yet. Yeah. Well,
keep my fingers crossed. Not yet.
Bad news, kid. It's coming.
I definitely, like I said, I'm 24 and I feel some things here and there. I'm like, man, I can't imagine what's going to happen when I'm older and I'm done playing.
Albert, you're a basketball fan. Who do you think the Bulls should take at number 7?
The Bulls?
Yeah.
You know what? I like Trae Young. I like his athleticism, and I think he's going to be a playmaker in the NBA. So, I don't know.
He doesn't play defense. Albert Almora, Mr. Defensive Center Field, the guy who should be talked about as a Gold Glover, likes Trae Young, who couldn't guard me?
He can't guard anybody? Well, I don't know. I don't look at that kind of stuff. I just like the excitement in basketball when he shoots a long-range three. That's what gets me excited. So I'm talking as a fan. Maybe I have no idea. I'm a bad NBA scout. But as a fan, I think it's pretty cool from long range. You know, you're looking at guys like Steph Curry and do all that kind of stuff. That's pretty neat.
I'm with you, man. Hey, Albert, thank you. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, guys.
Thanks, Albert.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.